Good afternoon. Precipitation broke out in the wee hours of the morning, mainly as some light snow north of I-90, while south of I-90, most of the region just saw some spotty snow showers. As a warm front approaches from the south, more of us will have steadier precipitation into and through the afternoon, mainly in the form of light snow carrying us into the evening. Later on in the afternoon, some milder air aloft could mix in and some spotty freezing rain or drizzle, or maybe even just a few plain rain showers will be possible from the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and across into southern New England. In these locations, a dusting up to a couple of inches of snow will be possible. Along the I-88 corridor, into the Greater Capital District, the Mohawk Valley, into southern Vermont, northern Berkshire County, across into the Pioneer Valley, as much as 2 to 4 inches of snow will fall, while north of this line, into the northern half of New York and New England, 4 to 8 inches of snow can be expected through the afternoon and into the evening. As we head into the night tonight, the steady precipitation will wind down from south to north, and temperatures will hold steady in the lower 30s or even climb through the 30s. As a result, we'll have patchy freezing drizzle, a few rain showers, and also areas of fog overnight, so some slick spots possible through the overnight period and into the sunrise hour tomorrow. During the day on Saturday, the storm system will continue to track in our direction and lift even milder air and more rain into the region as temperatures climb through the 30s and toward the 40-degree mark. Steady rain will fall through the afternoon on Saturday and then wind down in the evening hours as the storm system passes by. Behind it, colder air will sweep in and will also dry it out for the day on Sunday. Christmas Eve will have some sunshine mixed with clouds, relatively pleasant, with highs back into the mid-30s. At this point, we'll watch a low-pressure wave ride up the eastern seaboard. Currently, it looks like this low will track a little farther to the east than it looked like it would yesterday. As a result, we'll get some light snow around here late Sunday night and early on Christmas morning. The way I see it now, everyone will have a little bit of snow, a dusting up to a couple of inches by the time the sun comes up on Monday, with snow showers in the afternoon and highs in the lower 30s. After that, an Arctic blast comes in on Tuesday and lasts for the rest of the week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, widespread showers and thunderstorms will set up over the southern plains, lower Mississippi Valley, and the Tennessee Valley as warm, moist Gulf air transports north ahead of a cold front. With an expected slow eastward progression with this system, an axis of higher rainfall amounts is forecast to span from southern Arkansas to southern Kentucky, producing an area with a moderate risk for flash flooding today. As the precipitation and front shifts to the east tomorrow, the area of risk will set up over the eastern parts of Tennessee and into the central Appalachians. Meanwhile, Arctic air will surge southward along the northern Rockies and into the northern plains. Temperatures across this area will plummet into the teens, which will be about 20 degrees below normal for late December. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers in the mid-40s, Boston 1 to 2 inches of snow today in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo snow changing to rain with highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees, the average low 19, the record high 60 set in 1990, and the record low 8 below zero in 1955. Sunrise this morning, 7:23 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:25 p.m., 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Steady snow today with highs in the mid-20s. Light snow ending with spotty freezing drizzle and areas of fog tonight, temperatures climbing toward 30. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with occasional light snow, then rain and snow showers later today, and highs in the lower to mid-30s. A few rain showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with snow today and highs in the mid to upper 20s. Light snow ending with spotty freezing drizzle and areas of fog tonight, temperatures climbing into the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with occasional light snow, then freezing rain and snow showers later today, and highs in the lower 30s. A few rain showers tonight. Also, areas of fog and drizzle with temperatures in the lower to mid-30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with snow today, mixing with a few freezing rain showers later and highs around 30. Light snow ending with spotty freezing drizzle and areas of fog tonight, temperatures climbing into the lower and mid-30s overnight. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with rain, areas of fog near 40. Sunshine giving way to clouds Sunday in the mid-30s. Snow moving in late Sunday night and into early morning on Christmas Day with a couple of inches possible, lower 30s. And partly sunny with a few snow showers and getting colder Tuesday, upper 20s. And Wednesday and Thursday only around 20 degrees. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.